Thanks for sharing your story, Mary. Can you tell me a wee bit about what happened?
I certainly. I was getting frustrated with problems with my laptop at home. I had tried various sites on the internet that were free to fix problems. I'd taken advice from IT people, and I was getting so frustrated. Came home from work one night, and my phone was ringing, and I answered, and it said, "Microsoft calling. We have discovered you have a severe error in your computer." And I jumped on it thinking, oh, thank God, I'm going to get my computer back. They talked me through what to do in the computer. They answered my security questions. They gave me a telephone number that I could call back. They gave me names of each person. And I was quite happy to continue. And I gave them remote access to my laptop. Cardinal sin. Then during the remote work that they were doing various things like defragging and different things I didn't understand at the time. And then they said, oh dear, we found an error, we found a fault. Don't worry, Mrs. Kelly, we can fix this for you. But it'll cost you £92 or £94. That's when warning bells started to ring, because Microsoft wouldn't be charging me any money. And I said, oh no, just hold on a wee minute till I'll need to investigate this further. And immediately disconnected the remote access, shut down the computer, and that was the end of story. I was not allowed access to my computer. They had went in and abused the license for Windows.
Right.
Which meant I had no access to the computer. It was locked completely.
So did you know at that point then something wasn't right?
Yes, I knew immediately. I'd been scammed.
And did they try to phone you back or anything?
Oh, the manager phoned me back, telling me they could maybe look at the cost again and reduce it, and I said no. They had said when Microsoft, that was not right.
Mm-hmm.
I would not deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave me alone. They said, well, you won't have use of your computer. I said, that's fine, I'll get it fixed.
So what did you have to do then?
I took it to a shop in Alexandria, and the guy there released it and set up a new Windows for me, and I wasn't happy because I thought, done it once, they could do it twice.
So
took his advice and got rid of that laptop and bought a reconditioned one from him, which cost me £200, which I spent, but I'm happier now that knowing that it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel after it?
Like a fool, like an idiot, complete and utter idiot. Some days it's best to take your own advice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If it seems too good to be true,
it probably is. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. Would you give anyone else, or what advice could you give someone else?
Be very, very careful. Don't go on these free sites. They're never free. Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a problem, be up to the wee man in the veil. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
He'll talk you through what to do.
And if you think you've been scammed and it's too late, who should you phone?
Citizens Advice Bureau. Try this out. Take your own advice, Mary. You may work there, but you just didn't take your own advice that day.
Well, you learned before it was too late, Mary. You didn't give them it.
Yeah. Well, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been an awful lot worse.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing your story.
You're very welcome.